I don't want to go to jail. Jillian takes out another Lucky Strike and lights it. Because of her family history, she has a real abandonment anxiety, which is why she's always the first to leave. She knows this. She spent enough time in therapy and paid enough bucks to discuss it in depth, but that doesn't mean anything's changed. There's not one man who's gotten the jump and broken up with her first. That's her claim to fame. Frankly, Jimmy comes the closest. He's gone, and here she still is, thinking about him and paying the price for doing so. If they send me to jail, I'll go nuts. I haven't even lived yet. Not really. I want to get a job and have a normal life. I want to go to barbecues. I want to have a baby. Well, you should have thought of that before. This is exactly the advice Sally has been giving Jillian all along, which is why their phone conversations have gone from brief to non-existent in the past few years. This is what she wrote in her most recent letter, the one Jillian never received. You should have just left him. Jillian nods. I should have never said hello to him. That was my first mistake. Sally carefully searches her sister's face in the green moonlight. Jillian may be beautiful, but she's 36, and she's been in love far too often. Did he hit you? Sally asks. Does it really make a difference? Up close, Jillian certainly doesn't look young. She spent too much time in the Arizona sun, and her eyes are tearing, even though she's no longer crying. Yes, Sally says. It does. It makes a difference to me. Here's the thing. Jillian turns her back on the Oldsmobile, because if she doesn't, she'll remember that Jimmy was singing along to a Dwight Yoakam tape only a few hours ago. It was that song she could listen to over and over again, the one about a clown. And in her opinion, Jimmy sang it about a million times better than Dwight ever could, which is saying quite a lot, since she's crazy for Dwight. I was really in love with this one, deep down in my heart. It's so sad, really. It's pathetic. I wanted him all the time, like I was crazy or something. Like I was one of those women.